Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello. I hope everyone's having a wonderful evening. This is one of your hosts, Eileen Powers, and my co-host is with me here tonight, DC Love. And we are so honored that you have come to join us. And I'm just ecstatic to be here. I love the energy of this show. I love our friends and family that comes to visit, because those that were friends are now family. And I really am so thrilled to be here. And I'd like to introduce you to my host. We're both co-hosts. There's no co. We're just both hosts, because we're equal partners. We're twisted sisters in the angel realm and a little fun and frolic in the going out with my mom to Las Vegas, both in our dreams. It was quite much. We had the same experience the same night. But anyway, I'd like to introduce you to the most beautiful and loving DC Love. Hi, DC. How are you?
Thank you so much, Eileen. I love you. Oh, my goodness. We are twisted sisters forever and ever, for sure. And this is, you know, such a highlight of my week. But I'm not here alone. I'm actually here with Ginger, my in-spirit dog. Now, she transitioned 2 years ago in July. And usually I have like a little angel prayer or something. And today I said, oh, my gosh, it's like a minute to showtime. I have no message. And Ginger said, Mom, I'm here. She just wants to remind everyone that your thoughts create your reality. So she's saying, guys, come on now, calm down that monkey mind. You've got to pay attention to what's going on, or you can easily become distracted. You've got to remember, you are creating your reality, so why not make it a good one? Fill it with magic and blessings, and you've got to affirm that you deserve the best that life has to offer. Be bold, make a wish, and be open to all the desires that are held deep within your heart. And don't quit. You're almost there. You know that you're meant to live a life that is filled with joy and abundance, so please have faith. The universe is conspiring in your favor. And now she asks that we be strong and have the courage to face any situation that comes our way. And she is saying, you know, you're never alone. You know, the divine is with you. Your angels are around you. And she's saying, you've got this. Keep calm. You've got the power. And the effort that you put forth is going to reap positive benefits. Guys, please follow your dreams and know that anything is possible. Kick back now and take a load off. This is a really awesome time to connect with your angels. I love you, Ginger.
Aw, how sweet. Our little puppy.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Ginger. Of course, Ginger has a sister here on Earth, and her name is Callie. And Callie is her puppy dog.
She's
beautiful.
Yeah, she has the same crazy energy, and she too is psychic, believe it or not, and I'm starting to see what she's doing now. So she's learning just
right,
as Ginger did, and she's catching up at a fast rate of speed, Eileen.
Oh, lovely, lovely. That's
Ginger's
wonderful.
Asked, she has a request from you, Eileen.
She has a what?
A request from Aunt Eileen. Yes.
Okay.
She wants you to please talk about chakras tonight. She feels that, you know, some of our listeners, they don't exactly know what the chakras are. So maybe you could just, you know, talk about them for a bit?
Yes, I would really love to do that. I actually saw a show on it this week that really resonated with me, and I would just love to share what I received with my friends and family here on our show. And also, you know, our guest host that we had been having with us, Ryan, he works a lot with reading the chakras, reading the energy in the different wheelhouses of our bodies. And so, you know, missing him a little bit here. And so I'm going to talk about one of his areas in which he reads energy through and from. Very honored that he had been here with us. So the chakra is basically a Sanskrit word, and it means wheel. And these wheelhouses that we have, we have a lot of chakras, but there's seven main chakras. You'll hear some people talk about 13 chakras and, you know, 28 chakras, and there's various different numbers, but they're smaller and smaller. So we have seven main chakras. And they are represented by the colors of the rainbow. And so we start at the lower area, the lower base. It's called the basal chakra. And, it's at the bottom of our body, of our physical body, and is represented by the color red. And then we've got the Dantian, which is around the tummy area, and it's called the Dantian, and it is represented by the color orange. And then we've got the one that's right, basically our solar plexus, the third one, and it is represented by the color yellow. Our heart chakra is represented by the color green. And, you know, a lot of people are like scratching their heads going, well, why not red? Well, you know, the choice of red and love, that's a human choice. That's a human thing. But actually, the color green is associated with the heart. The heart is associated with healing. The color green is associated with healing. And so that is why that's, you know, to me, that's the energy. And I'm going to move on to this in this little discussion, but that's the energy of healing. And then we move to the throat chakra, which is the color light blue, and it represents communication. Then we go to the third eye, which is in the between the two eyes, and it is associated with the pituitary gland, and that is our third eye, our all-knowing, as they used in Egyptian terms. And then we have top of our head, which is represented by the color of violet, and it is the third eye is represented by indigo, which are the color of like a pair of pants or jeans. Jean color is considered indigo. And then the crown chakra is the color violet. And that is the representative between us and the divine. And so with that, and the reason why I gave you those colors between each of the chakras is that color vibrates. Each color vibrates at a certain frequency. These wheels are like wheels on a clock. They vibrate, they spin at chakras as wheels, so they spin at different frequencies. So just as you have a clock where it has different size cogs turning each of the other cogs within the mechanism, with this, it's the mechanism of our body and our spirit. Each of those wheels has a certain rotation. Each rotation is like is one measurement of a vibration. And as those wheels spin, each of those wheels spin at a different vibration due to the size. Each color has a vibrational energy that is associated with that size and color of each chakra. This balance actually moves into music. Each one of those chakras actually has a tonality in music. So, for example, tomorrow I get to have the honor of going to the Grace Cathedral in San Francisco to a sound healing symphony. And each of the chakras and each of the colors has a vibration that is associated with a certain tone of or measurement in hertz of a tone, and those are associated with the chakras. When someone does vibrational healing on you, such as Reiki, there is a certain vibration that comes out of the palms of the practitioner that flows through the divine, and it knows by the body what level it's supposed to vibrate at. And so what I want to share with you is not just the chakras, but that those are all associated with vibrational energies, which is all around us, which we know the earth pulses, the moon pulses, the oceans pulse, and we are all one with all these vibrations. And sometimes we get into sync with the wrong vibration or the wrong group of people or the wrong emotional feelings that we're having that day. And by focusing and centering these chakras with the different vibrations, it can be done by listening to music of different tones. It can be done by doing the rainbow meditation I've shared with you all in the past, which is imagining each of the colors as you go through them and thinking of the chakra that's associated with that color and asking it to come back to vibration of the color red, come back to the vibration of the color, you know, green or blue or whatever it is. So we are a vibrational energy. When we get upset, we start shaking. Well, what is that? That's called a vibration. And when we're feeling loving and calm and we feel all, oh, that's another vibration. Our body is vibrating at a peaceful vibration. And so that, just kind of want to share with you that little lesson on vibrational energy, chakras, colors, music, you and me, the world, the oceans, the stars, everything around us. We're all connected. And I love you all.
And we love you, Eileen. So beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I really didn't know how to end it, but, you know, it just really is about the vibration of love. Because that's the one that we all most need to connect with.
And you know what? When you said that, we had a beautiful angel come in, Eileen, and she's reminding everyone how important it is to really take time out for yourself. Self-love is very important. Don't you agree?
Oh, I 100% agree with you. It has to start with self. Be afraid of someone that doesn't love themselves. How can they love you well when they can't even love themselves? But they want you to love them. So love starts with you. The greatest you that you can be. Look in the mirror every day and tell yourself, I love you. I love you. I love you. And mean it. Because once you align yourself with your own pure love of loving yourself, it aligns you with the divine because he doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't make boo-boos. He created you in his own perfection. Love that perfection and then share who that is with everyone else. That is when you become in alignment and all the chakras and all the colors and all the vibrations are spinning all at the right pace. And that's the best thing to do. So, yes, love yourself. Agreed.
Totally
agreed.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know what? And when
all
we
right.
ask the divine help us, Eileen, to see ourselves through, you know, through the eyes of love, we can see ourselves before we had all the stuff that went on in our lives, you know, come to us, before any kind of trauma, any upset, you really get to see the true person. So always ask, you know, please let me see, you know, myself through your eyes. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Or, you know, also, in addition, is put yourself in their shoes and look through their eyes and see how that feels. You know, it might not
right.
be humbling to many of us. Me included. Me included. I'm human. I, you know, ego gets in the way of everyone at some point in time in our lives.
Yeah.
And
but
no matter
know,
how
always...
hard we work on
right. And we're, you know, we're reminded that everyone is doing the best that they can do at that moment, you know?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I always forget about that one. Sometimes I beat myself up for not being better, but on the other hand, it's like, oops, well, you know, I could do better.
Yeah. But it's just like
yeah.
you said, always, you know, go back and connect with the divine, connect with your angels, and they'll help you to see things in a different way, from a different
yeah.
perspective, as Eileen, you know, said.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've held our callers off long enough and have been able to add a couple of more before we get going
okay.
here. So my first caller is actually going to be from the 334 area code.
Wow.
334,
hello.
Welcome to the land. Hi, who am I speaking to?
Shira. From Alabama.
Shira, hi. How are you? Welcome to the show. Do you
fine.
Have a question for us? Is there anything you'd like to know?
Yes, and I had got a free reading on Block Talk earlier, and I
really was asking about love, and I just wanted to see if it would line up with what was shared with me earlier. If you have any
All right. questions. I just prefer not to know anything they told you. That way I... It
yeah, we don't want to know anything. Yeah, we just want the angels to come in and what they have, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, perfect. I love that. I love it. I love it. Shira, that's what we will do. DC, are you
Kira.
Ready to go first?
Kira?
Oh,
Kira.
Shira. Yes,
okay. Ma'am. Kira. Okay. Well, Kira, you know what? Thank you for calling us. We feel this beautiful connection with you, and we're so blessed that you, you know, tuned in. And
yes,
there's a divine energy around you, hon. This is a new time. This is a beautiful time in regard to relationships. There's really, really good energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I am getting, honey, it's time to remove any fear and doubt that you have, because that's sort of putting like a little block there for you to receive that romantic fulfillment that you truly deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And mm-hmm. We're going to ask the angels to come in and help you to, you know, really like remove that energy, because it's like a little bit of a cloud over you. And I'm getting very soon that energy is going to be released, and the flow of joy is going to replace it instead, honey, okay?
Okay.
Are you loving yourself first? Because that's the most important thing. Every relationship, you know, it has to start with you. You know, the relationship that you have with yourself, of course, is always the most important relationship, Kira, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So you've got to just, you know, really like live in the moment, you know, do things that you love, do things that bring you pleasure, and really, you know, love yourself. And then you could, you know, think about, you know, the perfect mate that you would like, a soulmate, and just think about the qualities that you want them to have, the good qualities that you want, and maybe the bad qualities that you're not willing to accept, okay? So if you could, you know, if you want to write it down, then write it down. But let the angels know what you are looking for, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And sometimes, you know, we do have like a little bit of a challenge in relationships. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there's like parts of our, you know, parts of us, difficult parts that stay with us, okay? So make sure you ask the angels to help you to make sure that you're ready before, you know, you want to, you know, again, look for love, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting just get out in the world and do whatever it is that, you know, gives you pleasure. You can't stay at home. Love is not going to come knocking at your door, okay?
I do. I'm at home a lot.
You've got to get out. You know, you've got to get out is what I'm getting.
Okay.
And just take steps to really, you know, fill your heart with joy and with love, okay? Don't get to the point of, you know, like where you're feeling like you're desperate. Because desperation is sort of like you're macing somebody in the face. They're going to run the other way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So no desperation. Okay? Excuse me. I have a little bit of a cold. And like I said, just, you know, just get to, Kira, really get to know yourself better is what I'm asking, okay?
Okay. And that's what
and
I'm doing.
I feel like a little less urgent because I feel like there's sort of an urgency on your end, okay? So, you know, the right person at the right time is going to come to you, okay? And we really don't want you to settle for anything, you know, less than your best, okay?
Right.
So in the meantime, just, you know, get out there maybe with friends and have some fun. And you're going to find when you do get out there and you're having fun, you're going to have people staring at you. And you're going to think, oh, my gosh, is my shirt on backwards? You know, do my clothes match? They love your energy. They are going to be attracted to that beautiful energy that you have. You're going to have this massive power, and the angels are saying, please, Kira, use it very carefully, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm getting, you know, like, connect with your joy. I want you to feel happy because if you, you know, if you love yourself first, get connected with your joy and stuff, there could be a relationship that could turn serious coming very soon to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to make sure that you're ready, hon. And I'm actually getting, you may find someone that's a little bit older than yourself. This person is going to be a little bit logical, organized. And at first, you may not even, like, think that there's, like, a love connection, but give it a chance, and you're going to see that love is likely to grow with that connection, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and
well,
I'm getting,
you.
Like, advice, maybe, like, a lighter-haired woman, okay? So if there's a woman with, like, lighter hair, white hair, blonde hair, if she's talking to you in regard to love, you know, just, you know, listen to what she has to say, okay?
Okay.
And let the women in your life know, let them know that you want to meet someone, okay? So if you haven't told them, you know, start telling them that you're meeting someone, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to think about what you really want, hon. That's the most important. Think about what it is that you're really wanting. Because if you're not sure, the angels aren't going to be sure as well.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate what you have, like, here and now in your life. And I'm getting that you're going to meet someone very special. Have you been invited to any kind of, like, a social event? Because I'm getting possibly, like, a social gathering is where you may meet this someone.
Well, I haven't heard of anything yet, but I went to church a couple weeks ago, and my cousin always tried to get me, you know, to go to church with her.
That's awesome. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Great place. And in the interim, you know, keep affirming that I am loyal, I am loving, and I am lovable. And get ready for that new, beautiful, loving relationship to appear in your life, hon, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Do you feel just that I should, I mean, I still communicate with my ex?
Well, you know what, honey, I'm going to turn you over to Eileen because we already, like, we're concentrating on the original question, honey, so I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, Kira.
Okay.
All right, Kira, let's see. What I got for you actually might address kind of what you were saying. And what I'm hearing is actually an angel of peace is really coming your way to really bring you new tranquility and a lot smoother road ahead. You've been accepting some things that really shouldn't be, that they're not things you should accept, but you've kind of been accepting them. And part of the reason why you're accepting these things is because of some history and memories that you've had from childhood, maybe where you were pushed away, but you clung on, and maybe you were able to, you know, stay with those people or move forward. But you can't romanticize about the past and think it's going to fix the present, because the present is just absolutely a different situation from the past. And it has brought you a lot of sadness in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to heal from that. You need to just forgive the situation. You know, it's just situational. And, you know, it's like when you're with someone, you have all these things that you're so alike. But then you have those 3 to 5 things that you just, it falls out of the other person's mouth and you just shake your head and you go, really? You really want me to believe that story, that I know there's no truth in it. You want me to buy in and support it. And I have a problem. I am honest. And if I know a story isn't true or isn't congruent, I really have trouble agreeing with it. Now, if the person doesn't bring it up and they don't ask me, I can let it go. I'm not going to bring it up and say, hey, you know that story you told? That's just fallacy. I don't do that. But if they keep bringing the subject up, because I had a friend do this, bring the subject up like 4, 5, 6 times, and want me to agree to it, it's like, dude, I'm not buying in. Guess what? I did some research on the internet, and I'm not going to say, yeah, I agree. So I think you come across those things in relationships with people.
Yeah.
And maybe this,
yes, ma'am,
like your boyfriend. And so what it is forgiving that situation. In life, one of our biggest, okay, we're all here for lessons, right? So one of our biggest lessons we have, and it's one of those ones that we repeat because it keeps coming back, is that if someone else's past to fix themselves, if they want to tell those stories, that's up to them. We don't have to buy in. You're right. But we don't have to fix them either. That's there for them. But sometimes we have to step out of that energy space and just not be around them because we just can't buy. There's those 3 to 5 things we just can't buy in. All the other stuff about that relationship is great. But those 3 to 5 things are just, I just can't deal with this. It just makes me unhappy. And that's where you get is that you realize that the pros and cons, when you got that balance in the middle of that 50-50 and you got that teeter-totter or, you know, the scales popping up and down on which one's heavier, somehow or another, those 3 to 5 things just kind of weigh on that heavy side and you're not really ever going to be happy in that relationship. So if that makes sense to you, that's part of this. And the other thing is that that angel of peace is coming in, and she is here to bring you new tranquility and to really smooth that road ahead.
Thank you.
It is really meant to heal you. I also see that you have give me just a second here.
Yeah.
Do you have was your grandma real tiny and petite? She had dark curly hair, and she would talk with her hands in front of her, clasped together, and kind of tip her head to the side, because that's the person I'm seeing right now. And she wants you to know that she's there with you and that she's supporting you. Is there someone that's passed on that is similar to that description?
My great-grandmother passed last year.
Okay.
You know, when she passed, she was 98. And she had gray hair, and I don't know if she's...
She would have had dark hair at some point, maybe. But
yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. Yeah.
And she was still tiny, though, but she was still real petite and frail by the time she passed. And she kind of bent over like osteoporosis, and her hands... She would clasp her hands in front of her, just below her chin, when she spoke with you.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's the person I'm seeing. And she says, please don't worry. Don't worry about me, because now I'm here for you. And anytime you can call upon her and ask her for strength and ask her to help you make decisions, ask her... because she's closer to the divine right now, because she is passed to a different realm, and she is in the light. I mean, I see her with light all around her, so I know she's in heaven. She's in the light. And and ask her if she can ask for support of that light body to bring to you to help you make the next best choice, the next best step in your life. And and so that's the message from her that I have. But she really is there to help you and know that she will carry you through this. Now, as far as releasing the energy from that other person, I have a couple of things for you to offer. And that is that to look at the other person from a compassionate point of view. You are not on this earth to fix them. You are on this earth to learn your own lessons and walk your path. And everyone comes into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. So accept that that person was in your life for one of those. One of the energy removing actions that you can do is with intent, put in your head that you accept and release or forgive this person or forgive the situation, I like to say, because it's about forgiving oneself for their involvement in the situation too. And then say, I release this energy. And you put your hand right around the area of your sinuses and take your hand and sweep it from there all the way back to your neckline. And do that 3 times. And as you do that, say, I release you. I release you. I release this energy. And then let it go. And see if you just think about that person less. I promise just you know, come back, give us a call back in a month or two and let us know if that's worked for you. Could you do that for me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I sure can.
All right.
Sure will.
That's the message I have for you tonight. I hope it resonated with you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you both so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome. Good night.
Good night.
All right. My next caller is from the 256 area code. 256, welcome to Angel Antiques. Can I have your name?
Yes, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Welcome. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, my question is about romance. I haven't
Running?
Been in a relationship in a while. No, romance.
Oh, romance. All right. And what was your name again? I'm so sorry. I forgot.
Kimberly.
Kimberly, thank you so much. DC, what do you have for Kimberly?
Hey, Kimberly. Excuse me. It's great to connect with you again. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yes.
Yes, Kimberly. I am getting, you know what? Just, you've got to take a soft and gentle approach when looking for love, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, just make sure that you're ready. Are you ready for love? Because I don't know if you really are. That's what the angels are. It's like a little bit, your energy is like a little like off tonight. I don't know why. Okay. Have you made your list? Because I know like the last time I talked to you, I asked you to make a list and tell the angels about what what is really important in regard to the characteristics and everything that this person is going to have and what you want most from a relationship. Because if you really, are able to write it down, see it like right in front of you, it's going to be a lot easier to connect with that, that soulmate that you're looking for.
Okay.
So have you made your list?
I have.
Okay. Keep reading it over, let the angels know that you want, this is what you desire. Okay. And what is it though that's troubling you? Because there's something troubling you in regard to relationships. And I'm getting, it's in your gut, whatever it is. There's something that's, bothering you in regard to relationships. So you've got
really
to figure out what that is.
Because I've done a lot
of
work
gotta
in that
ask
area.
Those.
No, I was going to say I've done a great deal of work in the area. So, I mean, there's nothing troubling because I've grown from a dysfunctional relationship that I was in a year ago. So
there may be something unknown to you, hon, and it's still there, okay? And I'm getting, you've got to be open to, the other possibilities that come before you. And there's not only going to be one person that you could have this beautiful, happy relationship with, okay? So if you're thinking it's just going to be one person, there's going to be choices to make. You're going to have a variety of people, so you're going to have your choice, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting focus on you. And did you make a little bit of space in your closet and make a little space in your heart for this person to come in? You've got to create space.
But not my closet.
But you've got to leave a little room in your closet as well. Make room saying, hey, you can come over. There's going to be room there for you as well. You've got to have that home, home ready for that beautiful person that is coming in, okay? And most importantly, you've got to love yourself first before this beautiful person comes into your life, Kimberly, okay? Just keep, doing whatever it is that, makes you joyful. Go for a manicure, buy yourself some beautiful flowers. Just treat yourself the way that you want to be treated in a relationship, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you've got to look. There's still a little bit of an attachment in your heart, Kimberly. So that's what the angels are showing me, okay? And with the help of the angels, if you'll allow, we're going to get rid of that attachment, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the angels are coming in. Archangel Raphael is there. He's our healing angel, but he also, does work in the area of love, and he's getting rid of that attachment around your heart, Kimberly. And that's going to help you to move forward, okay? Because there was a little bit of an attachment there. Okay, so you may feel like, you know, a little bit lighter energy as well.
Okay.
Okay. And now I'm getting that I feel like he's moving, you know, he's moving that attachment. It's leaving. I really feel that you're going to have peace now, okay?
Okay.
And there's a little bit of forgiveness needed on your part as well, Kimberly. So,
okay.
No, just let go of that as well because, you know, forgive yourself. Everyone is doing the best they can, you know, at that moment. We have a bunch of angels surrounding you, and they're going to help, and this is going to be a time of healing for you, okay? You're being filled with love and light as we speak. God and the angels are around you, and they ask that you, you know, you release that which no longer serves you, Kimberly. So invite God in, invite the angels, and have faith that this is, you know, this healing process is going to be gentle and it's going to be loving. And it's really going to help to transform your beautiful heart, okay?
Okay.
So see if you feel that the love and light that is, like, you know, it's beaming into you right now. Okay? And that's the purest, you know, of energy that there is.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm seeing that, you know, that's happening now. So that may have, you know, been what was holding you back. And if you connected with someone, you weren't ready. So if you were going to connect with the right person at that time, you were not ready, okay? But now, you know, it is time for you to move on, okay? So you've got to, you know, really believe that. It is time now because you've fixed whatever it was that it was in your heart. And I feel like, you know, the heart and you were told about the forgiveness, you're ready to release. And you're ready to release that troubling relationship that you had prior to a beautiful relationship coming forward, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I feel that you are now more so ready to meet someone, Kimberly. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, I'm getting happiness, a love relationship is coming your way. But I think last time that we talked, you were talking about work, and my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, cha-ching, cha-ching, girlfriend, big money's coming your way. So I had to give you that. And she's saying,
okay.
You know, she has you at the casino, and she's saying she's going to be lucky in love, and she's going, you got it all going on, girlfriend.
Okay.
So you're going to have abundance, and you're going to have love, honey.
Okay. Thank you.
It's all coming your way. There's good energy around you. This is a new period of your life. It's like a rebirth, okay? Unconditional love is surrounding you. And just connect with that beautiful goddess within, okay? You are this beautiful goddess, and you've got to believe that, and you've got to connect with that divine energy.
Okay.
And as Ginger spoke in the beginning of the show, you're creating, you know, your life's experiences, Kimberly. So make sure they're good ones.
Right.
You know, make sure, you know, they're and she's saying, I'm telling you, she's going to be as lucky as anyone can possibly be.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
So you've got to get out there. You've got to have fun, Kimberly. And, you know, you're not just going to have that perfect guy, she's saying. He's not just going to, you know, he's not going to be there when you come home from work waiting for you. You've got to get out there and have some fun, okay?
Okay.
But you're going to be blessed in that department is what she's telling me to tell you, okay? So you're going to be blessed.
Okay.
And that's what I have. I hope it resonates with you. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless you, honey.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Kimberly. Actually, I'm going to move it along pretty quick because we actually have a lot more callers, and we're actually going to end in at 6 o'clock tonight, Pacific time. And so let me give you real quick. You need to open your heart and mind up to those around you and just really figure out which people are trustworthy and are able to give you heartfelt advice. And those are the ones that you need to seek out in your life because they're the ones telling you the truth. But caution really is warranted. So look deeper into the situation that you're in before you proceed any further. Because, you know, I mean, you just, it's, caution is really, you is of the essence. Okay, so be really careful and really open your heart and mind up to who's telling you the truth. Your family is overall is very trustworthy, And, with them, you've been able to find a lot of magic in your life. And it appears that you do spend quite a bit of time with, you know, different activities, holidays and things like that with your family. And that will continue. That's a good support in your life. The victory that you desire, and it brings you to that center of focus. And it also brings fruition through to the things that you try to succeed at, because they do support you in the good works that you do. And I'm also hearing the words, keep up the good work. So that's where good works is coming from. But for you, it is time to heal. Have faith and hope that there is a lot more positive on your horizon. So, you know, you might not be able to see it yet, but it's there. So just keep up your own good work. Work on yourself, and everything else will come into order. And that's what I have for you. I hope that resonates with you real quick, Kimberly.
It does. Thank you very much.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Thanks for calling in tonight, and we'll talk to you again
soon.
You're welcome. Good night. All right. Our next caller is from the 334 area code. 334, welcome to Antics. Can I have your name? Nope, nobody there. Can't wait. Sorry. 678. Welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
My dad. Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Hi. Yes, this is Gina.
Hi, Gina. Welcome. We're doing a couple of short readings here, and we do have a quick question for us. Can we give you a message?
Yes, please. A message about my career and where it's heading, because I'm on a job assignment right now. I just started this my third week, and I feel this is a stepping stone,
okay.
But I just
all right, that's
see,
all we
but,
need. We've only got 20 minutes, so we're going to just give you a quick reading here. So let's work on just what you've given us, and we'll move forward, all right? Thanks.
Yes, DC. Hi, this is DC, Gina. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm getting, you know, I feel a little dissatisfaction on your part, but the angels are saying to please be open-minded. You know, things can change in your current situation. And for them to change, you have to have, you know, a better outlook, okay? So, you know, you may not need to leave your current position. Just, you know, just hang in there is what I'm getting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And focus on your long-term goals, okay? And
okay.
For that, I always expect the best in my life. I always expect the best in my life, because when you do, the best is going to happen, okay? Think about what
mm-hmm.
you want, and don't focus on what you don't want, hon, okay? Remove the emotions from the situation, and the results are going to be a lot better, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just know that you have the power, okay, to change the situation. So, like I said, you know, if you're having a little bit of a problem, just, you know, take your focus off it for a while. And, you know, and always know that there are more options out there, okay? And the
mm-hmm.
angels will help guide you. But I'm getting, you know, take your focus off the situation presently for a little bit. Okay?
Yes, right.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm getting resolution is what I'm getting, resolutions. And I have to turn you over to Eileen really fast, hon, okay? Thank you for calling
okay.
in, Gina.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Gina, I also get something similar. You have the illusion of being trapped and a little bit of lack of self-confidence in that. A little bit too afraid to take action. So what you really must do is know that it is safe to be powerful. You know how to be powerful, and you know how to do it in a loving and beneficial way to others. So be yourself as well, and allow yourself to be that strong woman that you are. Don't be real intimidated, but don't be a bully about it. Be helpful, be kind, be a team member, be a partner. But just know that, you know, that you can really, really get this forward. As you do that happiness is going to bring you to a place of better employment. It's going to feel like it works. You're going to feel like it fits. Every day that you walk, every day on your way to work, You repeat the words. This is going to be a grand and glorious day at work. Everyone at work is going to get along miraculously. Everyone's going to realize everyone else's accomplishments, and we are going to appreciate each other as a team. I am so looking forward to put this beautiful new energy into the endeavors that I do every day to be myself, because part of work is being yourself. So you are that part of the day. So just know that those are the things that will bring you that heavenly happiness. And that's the message that I have for you tonight. I hope that helps.
Yes, it did. Thank you, ladies. You have a great
You're
night.
You're very good. Uh-huh, you too. All right. Next, I've got the, let's see, the 805. There we go. 805 area code. 805, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Simon.
Hi, Simon. Real quick, do you have a question for us?
Yeah. Messages from angels, if there are any.
Okay, that's a good request, Simon. Hi, this is DC, hon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, DC?
Doing great. Well, you know, my dog Ginger loves your energy, and she's saying that you are a money magnet. Okay. She wants to let
okay.
you know that you are a money magnet. And she's saying, Simon, keep your mind just focused on the good stuff in life, you know. And she's saying,
yeah.
make sure that you have balance. You need a little bit more balance. She wants you to think only about what you want, feel positive emotions, and then she's saying, send them out to the universe. You've got a lot of talent, and I'm getting there's going to be opportunity in regard to your talent, Simon. And also I have a grandmother coming in from the other side, and she's asking you to celebrate. She's saying, Simon, when was the last time that you just celebrated because you're here? You're alive. That's enough cause to celebrate, Simon.
That's a good point. I love my grandma. I miss her very much, and I'm glad to hear that from her. That speaks volumes to me.
Okay. Well, she's with you, honey. She loves you very much, and she put on a party hat, so she wants to know when the party's going to start.
You
okay,
got it.
Okay, and that's
I'll
what I have
know.
To Okay, I'm sorry it's going to be a short reading because we're getting towards the end of our show, but thank you for calling in, Simon. I really loved hearing from you. And I'm going to turn you over
thank
to Eileen.
Thank you
Eileen.
So much. All right.
You're welcome, honey.
All right. Hi, Simon. Well, let's see. What do I have for you? Actually, you're a bit of a stalemate lately and kind of unwilling to make a decision, maybe either just kind of ignoring it or maybe even actually pretending there's no problem. That's creative avoidance, and we all do it, but that's okay.
Okay.
So let's see. The message to work with that is that actually what is happening is that you really need to be at the end of that situation. It is time to close it out and kind of start on a new cycle of your own life. In order to do this, you kind of need to have a support team to strengthen you and your energy around you. And they're asking you to call upon your angels and ask them to walk with you. I mean, most of us accept that we were all born with at least two guardian angels, and many people have more than that with them, but you never have less than two at a time. They will guide you on that next step that will really bring you to a level of happiness that really actually is sitting there awaiting for you to reach. Part of it's going to have to defend your own beliefs and your decisions and stand in your own ground. But, you know, choose those battles wisely. They don't all need to be fought. Sometimes just letting the energy dissipate, like you blow bubbles out of a little bubble maker and they float away, and some go further and some pop sooner. So you just kind of wait for some of them to just dissipate and pop and just go away. So, you know, visualize really what it is that you want and block any negative thoughts or ideas out. Just like I told the last caller, you know, just imagine that as you're stepping into it, everything is golden and there really will be happy outcomes. And I'm really seeing that the sun is going to shine. Have the confidence in yourself to know that that is what's really going to happen. This is going to bring you smoother pastures and to a level of tranquility. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonates.
That absolutely resonates, and I cannot thank you both anymore. I'm very appreciative of the information. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Please call again soon. Good night. All right. Our next caller is 773. Hi, 773. Welcome to Angel Antics. Can I have your name real quick?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. Do you have a quick question? We've got a few more minutes, and we could probably take maybe at least another caller if we go quick enough. So give us your quick question.
No, whatever you get from me.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Linda, this is DC. This is DC, hon. I'm getting that you are a beautiful beacon of light, honey. And you're asked to shine for everyone to see. And as I was waiting for your name, I was hearing the song, You Are My Sunshine. And it was from a grandfather figure. Okay? And I'm getting, you know, that in life, like, I put a picture on Facebook, and it showed an angel with her head down. And I said, do your angels look like that? If so, call us. We can help. So your grandfather was laughing. He said that's how his angels looked when he was alive. That he did that to the angels. They had their head down with him. But Linda, you are like a beautiful phoenix, okay? You're rising from the ashes. You're being reborn into something very, very beautiful. Okay? So you feel like your life is falling apart. It's not. You're going to see that you're going to end up, you're going to be so renewed. You're going to have such magnificent strength. And know that the universe does have a plan for you. And it's better than you can ever imagine. So please, just trust that the universe is with you. And I can't wait till you call back and tell us exactly, what it is that's happening, okay?
Thank you. That's amazing.
You're welcome, honey. I'm going to turn you back over to Eileen. God bless.
God bless you.
And what was your name again, Linda?
Yes, I'm Linda.
I thought so. I have a huge reading for you. I have no time to give it all to you, but I am going to rush through it and give it to you anyway. You need a little bit of need for balance in your life, but, between this and that, compromise, you always have a tendency to do more than you should, fall into place more than you should. Just remember that the balance in life, those scales are balanced with perfect timing of giving and receiving. Make sure that you have both, whether it be in your own emotions of cooperation and compromise with yourself or whether it be with others, give and take. Just know that you need to find a good balance. And when you find that balance, you're going to find yourself in a much better place. But right now there's too much going on and there's kind of some decisions. So play around with those decisions in a playful manner. With a playful approach to find your decision, because they've been weighing heavy on your mind, but it is time to change. Also know that the angel of abundance is really around you and that you will be receiving money soon, and God is in charge of how that's going to happen. Have faith. Watch money come to you. Be grateful, thankful. Just to say, I am so happy and grateful this windfall of money has come to me from all different sources and is on an ongoing and continuing basis. Say that every day and see how money comes as attracted to you. It works. But the outcome of these things will appear in the near future. Just have faith. I'm hearing faith again, faith again, faith again. Be patient and don't try and force it to happen. Just know that it's going to happen because you are magical. You have the resources and the abilities to manifest this. You will become with a magical life if you allow these things to come in. You are ready for it to happen. In addition to that, you are a light worker. God needs you to shine your divine light of love, and it is time for you to be like an angel here upon the earth and all of its inhabitants and shine the light everywhere you go, grocery store, walking down the street, in a dark neighborhood where people feel that they have to look at the ground. You walk past people and you say, hello, how are you today?
Oh, I'm that way.
Allow that light. Allow your light. You are the light. Be that. And that's the message I have for you. Good. That is exactly what they want you to know. So you're doing right. That is the path. That's your purpose. That is your purpose, is to be the light. Does that make sense?
Yes, it sure does. It keeps getting reinforced, and absolutely, I got it all, and you reinforced it. Yes.
Perfect. Well, it was quick, but it was right spot on then. Thank you so much for calling in, Linda. I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Another caller. 613, welcome to Angel Atlantic. Can I have your name?
My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Do you have a quick question for us tonight?
Yes, I'm seeing a man named Chris. Just wondering if you see that continuing.
All right, let's see what we've got.
Okay, yes. This is DC, honey, and I'm getting a yes for your question, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting he may be a little bit insecure presently, but he's going to get over that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just hang in there in the interim. And I'm getting that, you know, that the love life is headed in a beautiful direction for you, hon, okay? And they have a grandmother around you, and she's handing you hearts and sunflowers, so I don't know if that's of any significance. I feel like she was a good cook in life while she was here. And I'm feeling that sometimes you may even hear her, and when you see butterflies that come really close to you, that's her letting you know that she's there. And she's reminding you to have some fun and make sure that you laugh, okay? Life is hard enough. You know, make sure you take time out to just laugh. Maybe do something a little crazy once in a while, okay?
Okay.
And that's what I have for you, hon. God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Now, what I have for you real quick is that good news in financial matters are really on your way. But you've been wanting something a little bit more challenging. And in order to reach that, you might have to endeavor into a new area of study, go back to school, learn a new trade, something, a new area of study is what I'm seeing. Overall, your emotional and material needs are being met. You know, up to this point, most relationships for you have been very trustworthy, and that your family has been very supportive and very contented with your family life. It's been rewarding to you. But know that, you know, you have been through some things, a couple of relationships that need some healing, which is really about forgiving. I don't know if you were on the line earlier. I gave one of our listeners an activity to do to release old energy that isn't working for you. Basically, it's setting an intention, releasing it, and then stroking your hand from sinus to the nape of your neck and clearing that 3 times, releasing the energy and saying, I let it go, I let it go, I let it go. And that's what I have for you tonight. I hope that resonates with you.
Yes, it does. It does. Do you see things getting more consistent with the Chris?
We don't have time right now. I have less than a minute left, minute and a half left on our show. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Call again soon, Donna. All right. With that said, I apologize. I have one more call that we didn't get to. I wrote down your number. And if you call in early next week, right about 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, we will try to answer your call first. I'll keep that number to the side. Other than that, I want to tell everybody thank you so much for joining us tonight. We actually buzzed through quite a few callers real quick. And we appreciate you all calling in. We enjoy sharing our energy with you and messages from above and from the divine and through our hearts and through our minds with you. I love you. I love you, DC. Thanks for joining me tonight and being my partner.
Oh, I'm always honored. And I just want to let everyone know that you have a spiritual team that is guiding you. So if you're going through something, just connect with that beautiful team, and they're going to be with you, you know, no matter what is going on in your life. And remember, this too shall pass. And that was their message, Eileen.
Ah, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. Good night. We love you all. Good night, DC.
Good night, everyone.
Love you.
Love you, Eileen. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.